Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl Walk again. Let's make it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret, of course, is walking. The back and forth movement of your legs fires up the memory muscle in your brain. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the second season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to discover we were made to flourish as we take to heart Psalm 92. Okay, let's go. Welcome to week four. This is it, our final week of the Holy Girl Walk. Well, this time anyway. I've mentioned this before, but I want to remind you why I decided to tackle this important project. I have an unbelievably high number of True Girl Ministry partners who've been praying for and giving to the ministry of passing the baton of truth on to the next generation. Individuals who've been with us for 5, 10, and even a few of them, 20 years. Now, if you count my mom and dad, well, a whole lot longer. Obviously, many of them have aged out of having girls in their tween years, though a few now have granddaughters that age. Well, anyway, I wanted to create a tool that said thank you to those special friends, and that became the Holy Girl Walk. And it has been so well received. So thank you to my Freedom Partners who pray for me regularly and give monthly, and to you for embracing this very special work of God in my life. I'm so grateful. Today, as you walk, would you pray for the True Girl tweens I minister to? Some of them are joining us in memorizing Psalm 92. They're learning to be flourishers in a world where the average girl scores so high on an anxiety scale that in the 1950s, she would be placed into inpatient treatment. But these girls, my True Girls, are learning to manage their emotions with God's truth through books like Lies Girls Believe and The Truth That Sets Them Free. And at a time in history when girls are using porn as young as 9 years old, these girls are learning to make righteous choices. They're learning to flourish. But they need your prayers. Maybe just pray for a girl between the ages of 8 and 12 that you know as you begin your walk. Okay, let's get walking. We've got a lot of verses to practice today, 9. And I want you to walk and memorize Psalm 92, 1 through 9. String them together. Let's focus again on verse 9 today. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All evildoers shall be scattered. It says that God's enemies will perish. And this highlights the ultimate futility of standing against God's will and purpose. To perish means to be utterly defeated, to have no lasting power or influence, to be dead. God's enemies, whether they're spiritual forces of darkness, systems of evil, or even personal struggles like fear and doubt, they cannot survive in the presence of his righteousness and authority. Listen, it's not lost on me that we're memorizing this during a frustrating, heated, and ugly presidential election year. The headlines are full of gloom and doom and who will hurt the country more. And I honestly think we may be in the first election of my lifetime where people are more likely to vote against someone than for someone. There's a bit of fear in the air. Like, even if the worst candidate won, God couldn't handle it. I want to tell you something. He can. This verse reminds us that opposition to God, no matter how strong it may appear, is temporary. Whoever wins this election, it will be for 4 years. Might they do damage? Yes, they might. But they are not forever. God is. His truth is. His provision is. His love is. And in the end, anything that stands against his truth and goodness will be destroyed, no matter how an election ends. For us, this truth offers incredible hope and assurance. It means that the evil, injustice, and pain we see in the world are not permanent. Even though we may experience seasons where it seems like these enemies are flourishing, we know their power is limited. God's ultimate plan is for them to be brought to nothing. And we can rest in the promise that no enemy, no matter how daunting, can stand against the eternal power of God. This gives us courage to live boldly, knowing that we are on the side of the one who will ultimately prevail. And that produces peace. Walk in peace today. Our next Holy Girl Walk is happening in the spring. Forgiven and Free, a 16-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 130, will be available to guide you through your memory work and your life. You don't just have to survive this broken world, but you can thrive through Jesus Christ. You can feel forgiven. You can live in freedom. To get the details on that, be sure to sign up and get my newsletters at danagresh.com and subscribe to the Holy Girl Podcast. Happy walking, friend.